KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, for the second straight year, the Iowa Hawkeyes have ambushed Ohio State in Columbus. The Hawkeyes built a 12-point second-half advantage and then held off a late rally to edge the 20th-ranked Buckeyes 71-65 in the Big Ten opener yesterday. Heard here on KJAN. Iowa posts its second road victory against a rated foe.
You know, all it is an indication of what we're capable of becoming. We wanted to raise the toughness bar. We did that. We wanted to share the ball. We wanted to win the battle on the glass. We did that. You know, every time we kind of had a little bit of a lull offensively, you know, somebody made a play. And, couldn't be more proud of our guys.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes out-rebounded Ohio State 37-29 and had 17 assists. Aaron White and Jared Utoff each had 18 points for the Hawkeyes, but Josh Oglesby had the biggest basket of the game with 3 minutes to go after the Buckeyes had closed to within 63-60.
You know, obviously we kind of got tentative at the end. They were pushing out. They were putting more pressure on the ball. Obviously we had the lead, so coach always says we got to keep attacking, and you know, when you're up, you kind of want to play tentative and waste the clock, but you know, they just keep making plays and stuff, and I saw a seam and hit that jump shot.
Oglesby says it was a great way to start the league race. He finished with 8 points as the Hawkeyes improved to 10-4 overall, 1-0 in Big Ten conference play. Elsewhere in top 25 hoops yesterday, third-ranked Virginia picks up an 83-72 win over Davison. Also with number 5, Louisville over Long Beach State, 63-48. Number 14, Utah, routed Carroll College, 85-49. Number 12, Maryland, opened its first ever Big Ten schedule by outlasting Michigan State, 68-66 in East Lansing. Also yesterday, it was number 13, Kansas, over Kent State, 78-62. Notre Dame defeated the 14th-ranked Notre Dame squad was a winner over Hartford, 87-60. Also 17th-ranked West Virginia routed Virginia Tech, 82-51. It was 19th-ranked North Carolina over William & Mary, 86-64. And number 22, Baylor beat Norfolk State, that is, by a 92-51 victory. Well, the plane carrying number 16 Wichita State to Des Moines for tonight's game against Drake had to return to Kansas after its landing gear malfunctioned after takeoff. School spokesman Brian Holmgren said that the issue had to do with a sensor in the landing gear. The team returned to Wichita's Mid-Continent Airport and mechanics were working on the plane. The Shockers typically fly on charter jets to their away games. The plane was never in any danger and the delay wasn't expected to affect the game against the Bulldogs. Tonight's contest will be the Valley opener for both of those clubs. The Iowa State women claimed the title at the Cyclone Challenge. Nikki Moody had 19 points. Sienna Johnson added 18 points and 13 rebounds in a 71-54 victory over California Riverside.
That's a good team. It's a very unique team. We had to play five guards a lot, and that was a good test for us because I think there will be some teams in our league that might happen with. Not a lot, but a couple. I thought defensively we were really good. And I thought that was a difference in the game.
That's ISU coach Bill Fennelly. The Cyclones out-rebounded Riverside 46-34 as they improved to 9-2. Iowa State opens up Big 12 play at home Saturday, hosting Kansas State. In college football, the Georgia Bulldogs have concluded a 10-win season by winning their bowl game. Freshman Nick Chubb ran for a career-high 266 yards and two touchdowns to carry 13th-ranked Georgia to a 37-14 rout of number 20 Louisville in the Belk Bowl at Charlotte. Also, Notre Dame won the Music City Bowl in Nashville, beating number 22 LSU 31-28 on Kyle Brins' 32-yard field goal as time expired. Kevin Hogan threw for two touchdowns, and Ramond Wright ran for three others as Stanford clobbered Maryland 45-21 to win the Foster Farms Bowl last night. Without doubt, Jim Harbaugh has the pedigree to become a successful head coach at the University of Michigan. He quarterbacked the team for three seasons under legendary coach Bo Schembechler, delivered a guaranteed win over arch-rival Ohio State in 1986, and was Big Ten Player of the Year the same season and finished third in Heisman Trophy voting. Now he's being given the chance to lead the school as its head coach. Harbaugh told reporters it's been a lifelong dream to be the head coach at Michigan as his ties go back to when he was a child. His father, Jack Harbaugh, served as an assistant coach for Schembechler when Jim Harbaugh was a young boy. Jim Harbaugh has had success on the college level as the head coach at San Diego and Stanford for four seasons with San Francisco 49ers of the NFL. With the Niners, he coached the team to three straight NFC Championship games and a spot in the 2013 Super Bowl. An 8-8 finish this season with San Francisco led to his leaving the team under a mutual decision. Texas A&M dismissed student assistant coach Michael Richardson one day after videos showed him hitting West Virginia players out of bounds during the Liberty Bowl. Coach Kevin Sumlin apologized to Coach Dana Holgerson and the two players who were hit and West Virginia overall for Richardson's inexcusable actions. Sumlin said he was extremely disappointed and embarrassed and said Richardson's behavior reflected poorly on the program. In NFL news, Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh has won the right to play in Sunday's NFC wildcard game against Dallas, but his victory also cost him some cash. Suh appealed his one-game suspension for stepping on Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers' left leg twice during Sunday's 30-20 loss at Green Bay. Hearing officer Ted Cottrell rescinded the suspension and instead fined him $70,000. This was the 10th incident in which Suh has been fined or suspended since turning pro in 2010. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by MACT Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.